Let's celebrate this month. Let's celebrate this week. Welcome to the Big Weekly Blend podcast, the companion to our Big Weekly Blend magazine. Hey, everybody, super excited today. We have two travel writers on the show. You have heard Eva Eldridge on our show over the years. She is a writer. She's also an editor. You can go to her website, evaeldridge.com. She is based out of Tucson, Arizona, and she is the editor of Trouble in Tucson. It's an anthology put together out of the Tucson Sisters in Crime organization that she is a part of. It's out on Amazon now. But you can also find it on her website again, evaeldridge.com. So welcome back, Eva. How are you?
I'm very good. How about you?
Doing good. How is Tucson? Is it all Christmassy?
It's getting there. My house is. I finally got all that done. But the town is slowly lighting up. We had rain the other day. So you know how it is when it rains here. That was special. And now it's kind of cold. We don't have to worry about the heat. It's now cool.
I wonder if you're going to get snow this year, because the Sonoran Desert is magical with a little snow on the saguaro cactus, you know?
As long as it melts. We're fine.
But the, you know what? Christmas in the desert is cool. I mean, people do things to their cactus, you know, and then if there's a freeze coming, people put red cups on the edge of their cactus to protect them. It's interesting. It is fun. The desert has winter is a beautiful time, and especially for stargazing and all that good stuff. But let's go to coastal Mississippi and bring our next guest on. You've heard Lisa Evans on the show over the years too. She is a travel writer and also the author of the book 100 Things to Do in Coastal Mississippi Before You Die. That is out through Reedy Press. And you can go to Lisa's website, writerlisa.com. Man, you really scored on that domain name. Welcome back, Lisa. How are you?
Good. How are you? It's good to be back.
It's good to have you and Eva on the show together. I have to ask you now, Lisa, have you been to Tucson before?
I have not been to Tucson, but I have been to Phoenix and Scottsdale in that area. It was, you know, many years ago, but I have been in the area and been out in the desert. So I agree. It is kind of cool. I have not been there at the holiday time, but, I was there, you know, in when it was hot and in the dead of summer. So
hot and moist. Yep. It gets warm out there for sure. I was going to ask you, you got that rain after Eva then. I think in Mississippi.
Yes, over the weekend, it was very rainy. It's been so dry here for months and months. And then, you know, this past weekend, we literally got torrential downpours. It like 4 months and 2 days, I swear. But now it seems to be, you know, the sun came out today. We're in the mid-60s. So that's not so bad.
Oh, that's nice. That's nice. We were just in Natchitoches, Louisiana, and everyone was complaining about a drought. And if you haven't been there, you wouldn't know. Like, even when we were in Minnesota this year, they're like, there's a drought here. And I'm like, you are just nothing but lush green and beautiful. What do you mean there's a drought, you know? And they were hoping for rain, too. And I think they got it in Louisiana. But I wouldn't have known. And you feel it, you know, and it's just hard in the South. You don't expect it to be, you know, dry.
It isn't, but it really has been. I mean, we went, I can't even tell you, probably 2 months without rain. My flowers felt it, you know, the grass got all brown and things like that. It was, you know, it was beautiful. The sun was always out, but I mean, we had burn bans and the whole bit for many, many weeks. So yeah, it was definitely dry.
Wow. Well, I hope you get more rain, but not too torrential. And I know, Eva, you felt that way rain wise this summer in Tucson too. You guys were like, come on, bring it, but you know, don't flood me out either.
We had no monsoon this year, basically none. We had a couple little rains, but nothing like we should. So I'm hoping we get the, you know, every couple of weeks, maybe get like, we just got about a half an inch, maybe a little bit more. You know, if we could get one of those every 2 or 3 weeks here, then and it could keep up through January, then we would have an awesome wildflower season. But I'm not holding my breath either, because every time we hope, we don't get it.
Well, I hope so, because it's so beautiful. The spring wildflower bloom, like out in Picacho Peak, and that area is just, it's gorgeous. Now, Eva, have you been to Mississippi?
I have been through Mississippi, but not, I can't really claim being to it as far as spending a night there.
Oh, Lisa.
A lot of people say that.
Got to drag her in. You got to drag her in, you know. Coastal Mississippi is cool,
I was on Amtrak. I was doing a train trip.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
I got to see some interesting scenery.
Mississippi is neat. You know, just, you know, even having the Mississippi River, going through there is just, I don't know. It's like an all, I want to go to some of the cemetery. Are you, Lisa? Okay. So Eva's a music person too. Lisa's a music. We've got a music show happening. But now have you done any more since we last chatted, Lisa? Have you done any more, you know, of your blues trail, your Mississippi blues trail?
I actually was up in, it's not technically on the blues trail, but I was in Tupelo, late October, mid to late October, and went to Elvis Presley's birthplace. So that's the connection to the Blues Trail, of course. I mean, Tupelo's technically not on the trail as it goes up the Mississippi through the Delta and into Memphis and such. But of course, with the Elvis connection, so I did get to go to the Elvis Presley birthplace, which was kind of cool. And then I actually was at a place where they had, and I forget the proper name, but it was an Elvis, I won't say impersonator, I think, because they're actually certified. So it's not like somebody off the street who just decides to, you know, pretend to be Elvis. These are actually certified, performers. And he was actually leaving. I saw him on, I think it was a Tuesday night, maybe something like that. Anyway, he was on his way to, Graceland. He was going to actually perform at Graceland. So that was kind of cool because he was very good. He did a great job, but there's only a certain number of Elvis, again, performers. I there's a specific word and I don't want to missay it. Impersonator comes to mind, but that's not really it. But that was pretty cool. The birthplace was very nice. You know, I mean, it's not anything huge. It's literally the house that he was born in and the grounds. And, so it was kind of cool.
You know, it's interesting. Mississippi is just, the history of music in Mississippi is just like thick, you know, it's so rich. Being back in Natchitoches was awesome because music is a big deal there. And we got to see some live music as well. And that was just so cool. I miss live music so much. I was just like, let me just stay out here longer. I know it's getting chilly, but just a little bit more, you know. But here we're in Lubbock, Texas right now today. And so we're in the birthplace of Buddy Holly. And
there
we went,
go.
He's got a museum. He's got a park, like a little plaza area that his family put together. And it's got a nice sculpture of him, but they have these giant glasses at the museum that you can stand next to. Giant, like these giant Buddy Holly glasses. But I think it's kind of interesting, the connection with Eva being in Tucson. Of course, mariachi music's huge in Tucson. They have a conference every year, the Mariachi Festival, and then Linda Ronstadt country. So when you think about Linda Ronstadt, you got Mississippi and we've got like the Texas. Texas is that in-betweener kind of thing between the two of you, of a little bit of, you know, swamp and a little bit of desert. So it's kind of cool. Yeah. And the beach, you know. So, I was going to say, Eva, do they do things for Linda Ronstadt out there in Tucson? You guys always
We honor her when she comes and sings, or she used to sing. I've seen her sing before she stopped singing. She came to, she did a surprise visit at the Fox Theater and sang with some other performers, David Bromberg and his wife with the Angel Band. And it was a big surprise. Nobody expected her. And that was the last time I heard her live. So, no, but we honor the fact that she came from her and the Ronstadt family is still here. So,
yeah, Susie Ronstadt, his sister, plays with Wally Lauder all the time. And you know Wally.
Right. And I see her name. I didn't know she was related, but that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, she's a cool singer too. And everyone, Wally Lauder is an awesome singer songwriter. He's in back in Silver City now, but he goes to Tucson all the time and lived in Tucson. We met him when he was living in Silver City before Tucson. Anyway, Wally's cool. So look him up on, Spotify, or if you go to Silver City in Southwest New Mexico, go check him out. But so we got music going, that's for sure. Now, I know, we're here on the Big Weekly Blend, and we always love to look at the holidays and pop culture that happened between for the week. So we're going to look at December 10th through 17th today, but it is the season. So let's talk a little bit. You've got Mississippi. You've had rain, but does like Gulfport light up? You've got all those beautiful parks. Do they light up and put, lights up on palm trees and things out in coastal Mississippi?
What we have here is actually, it's called Gulfport Harbor Lights, and it's really cool. It takes place in Jones Park, which is the park right on the Mississippi Sound, and it's kind of at the intersection of Highway 90 and Highway 49. It's this big park. It's actually now the Mississippi Aquarium is directly across the street, and they've been working on a tram that connects the two so people don't, get killed walking across Highway 90. But the Gulfport Harbor Lights is really, really cool. There's like, I can't even tell you how many millions of lights, and it takes over the whole park. They have dancing, dancing lights. It really is a great thing to do with your family. And it talking about movies, it was featured, if you've ever heard of the movie Christmas in Mississippi, it was that actually the Harbor Lights plays a key role in that movie, and it was filmed and based right here on the coast. So, and that's, it's kind of coming up in the season. It's your happy Hallmark kind of movie. But it's really neat. And like I said, it features the Harbor Lights, pretty centrally.
And Eva, downtown Tucson, is that the main place for Christmas lights in Tucson, Arizona? I remember them just being everywhere, like everything lights up.
Winter Haven is where, the big shows of Christmas lights are, and you can't drive through there anymore. You actually have to arrange to be bused through it or do a hayride or something through Winter Haven, which is off of Fort Lowell and between, I believe, Country Club and Tucson Boulevard, that section there, Fort Lowell Prince. If you buy a house in that neighborhood, you have to agree to decorate for Christmas, and these people go all out, and it's pretty spectacular. But we have Christmas lights all over downtown. I think has lit their big tree down in Presidio Park, and the buildings, downtown buildings now put up lights up around the upper rim of all their high rises downtown, which is really cool to see. Yeah, I'm glad they do that, because it just adds a little bit of, you can see that from our house, so it adds a, it's special that they do that. So yeah, it's starting to,
Does the Barrio District do lights as well? They've got
I
to.
don't know. I don't really drive through there. I know Winter Haven is the big deal.
I remember something about that. I mean, it's been a little while, but it was so cool to be back in Tucson. Just was it a few weeks ago? We were just there, weren't we, Eva? Just a couple weeks ago, it feels like.
We're just here.
We were just there, and it's beautiful. It's just such a beautiful, region to be. Let's talk about this year before we get into all the holidays, two holidays, because we want to talk about food. And definitely, I know that you both, well, let's just get into the food. Holiday food. You got to. I mean, no, we're just, yeah, we'll look at the new year and what happened this year later here. But the food, because Lisa's in Mississippi, and apparently she just gets boat to table food. And for the holidays, like, does the menu change up at all for you? And give everybody just an overview of what deliciousness they can enjoy in coastal Mississippi.
Well, of course, seafood is the biggie. I mean, any kind of seafood that comes out of the Gulf you know, fresh as can be. You've got a lot of people, I think. And again, originally I'm from New York, so I'm still into the East Coast. I still do my traditional ham and things of that nature. But down here, a lot of people do a like oyster dressing and oyster, different oyster dishes and shrimp galore, of course. Any kind of shrimp you want and, crab, you know, a lot of the casinos here do a lot of big crab, dishes and whatnot. And, you know, it depends on, because we have a lot of, you know, we have a mixture of people here that are, have retired here and maybe their families aren't here or they're military and they can't be with family. So it's kind of a mixture. A lot of the casinos, believe it or not, do like Christmas dinners and things like that for maybe people that might not have their families here and they want to cook for, you know, just two or three people. They can take themselves out to dinner. So that's a little bit, you know, that was a little bit different. I wasn't used to that when I moved here, but yeah, it's kind of cool if you stop and think about it. If you don't necessarily have family here, you know, and you don't want to cook or whatever, you can take yourself out.
Yeah, Nancy and I are like that too, you know. Otherwise we're making pizza. But we've done some cooking, you know. But I was gonna say, yeah, for travelers too, you know. So most of the casinos, I know Natchez, Mississippi has you know, casinos on the river. So are most of the casinos in coastal Mississippi in Biloxi?
Most of them are in Biloxi. Gulfport's got a couple. D'Iberville, which is like a suburb. Well, everything's pretty much a suburb of Biloxi or Gulfport. But D'Iberville has one. I think we have at last count, there was either 12 or 13. Gulfport has two. D'Iberville's got one. So that leaves the majority right in Biloxi, right along the Highway 90. You know, that most of them are right either on the water or after Katrina, they were grandfathered in that they could actually be not necessarily the gaming floor on the, you know, on the water. There's a couple down in Hancock County, which is going more toward New Orleans, more west. So there's a couple down in there. So, but the majority of the ones on the coast are in Biloxi. Yes.
I like the Hard Rock one.
Yep. That's in Biloxi.
Oh, it's got music stuff. Yeah. Last time I was in there, they had awesome displays of all the musicians. All kinds, everyone, like
they do.
And like most of the dress and their outfits and stuff.
Yes. And most of the casinos do a really, you know, they decorate all out. The Beau Rivage is probably one of the ones that's most, you know, that's an MGM property, but you walk, I mean, there's people that come to the coast that all they do is walk in to look at the decorations at the Beau Rivage. So they go all out on their decorations and each year it's different. So
cool. Cool. I want to go. Last time we were there, we were at the Hard Rock and drinking Bloody Marys and, you know, it was fun. We had
there
a good
you
time.
Go.
So Eva, I know you're probably not going to talk too much about casinos, but you do have them in your backyard. But the food, let's talk about Christmas food because you've got culture in your hometown here and, well, you're not your hometown, but your community and like tamales and, it just, it's a big deal over there, right? Tamales is going to be one of the main, like top features.
Yeah. Tamales are a big deal. And this year I'm making some for, on a couple Saturdays from now, I have people coming over and we're going to do a big tamale making, which is for them more of a party because they get to do the easy part, which is assembling them. So I have to have all the stuff ready before they come over. So it means making red chili, and you know about that because you've already got me on YouTube doing that.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to make
Eva
beef
can
ones.
Cook. Eva can really cook, and she just came back from Mexico. So I'm thinking it might be, you know, you went to cooking class in Cabo San Lucas, and I'm thinking you may be making those margaritas for everybody at that tamale making party.
Well, I don't think, I wish, but I don't think most of the people coming drink. So at least they won't drink that, but I may be making them for myself. Those margaritas were awesome. But I'm going to do tamales. I'm going to make beef ones, beef and red chili ones, and I'm going to make vegetarian ones. And I have somebody's tamale mix to try besides my normal masa. Mm-hmm. We have a store, Food City, which is a chain of stores, and I don't know if they're in Phoenix or not, but they certainly are all over Tucson. And there's one off of Irvington in the freeway that is probably the biggest Food City in town, and it has everything. It's like walking into one of the markets in Cabo, one of the Mexican markets. It has everything. So I go down there and get the masa. I get already prepared masa that's, you know, ground corn. I just have to mix in the fat and the salt and the flavorings for it. So I still have to do that part. And they have, you know, piles and piles of corn husks. And they have the olives that you're supposed to put in the traditional tamales.
Oh, yeah. Are they green?
So I will have all of that stuff going on. And then I want to make pork and green chili ones this time. So that'll be new.
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. Well,
yeah.
We arrived here in Lubbock. Our friend here, Cheryl, said, oh, I got pizza for you and Nancy. This pepperoni pizza with this like super spicy sauce that was really good with green chilies because, ooh, you know, we're in Texas. Oh, my. Like, that was my pizza for the next day. I'm like, this is mine. Get off of it. It's mine. I've never had green chilies like that on a pizza, and I've decided that is a must too. That take your banana peppers and swap them out with green chilies.
Hmm.
It is a whole
new. You can't go wrong there.
No,
really can't go wrong. And I made the you know, I took a class for the mole, and I've made the mole since, and it's really good. Very complicated, but it's very, very good.
If you start posting this on Facebook, you know I'm wah.
Didn't I do that already?
Yeah, you've done it's Eva's terrible. I mean this in a really good way, but she knows how to cook. She really, really does. And very good.
Good for you.
Sometimes.
Well, tamales and
sometimes
listen, the pork and chili. Yeah.
The trouble is I'm like about done right now. I'm pretty much done with cooking. I did Thanksgiving and now I'm getting ready to do the tamales. So I'm doing all the prep work ahead of time.
Yeah.
And you know, it's like, okay, I don't want to cook. Where's the pizza?
Yeah. Okay. Well, then you call Lisa. I'll come
over.
Well, I have a new recipe that I made myself, like my own little breakfast thing. Check this out. So, you know, so Eva's hooked us up with the right frying pans because she knows Nancy and I are stupid. And so anyway, but the little frying pan, the little one, would that be a saute? Yeah. So the little one.
It's an 8-inch. Okay. 8-inch one.
Okay. And it's ceramic. So this is the perfect pan for this. And so, you know, you can get tortillas that same size. So I take two tortillas and I put them in the pan on medium heat. And once they're both heat and you flip them so that, you know, you put them together like a little sandwich, like you're going to make a quesadilla. Then you take one out when they're both warm and one is like, okay, I'm ready. Then you put down a layer of shredded cheese. Mexican cheese is good too. Queso, you put it down. Then if you have it, get a small avocado, like one half of an avocado, slice it up, put it on there. Because I think fried avocado is the best thing on the planet, too.
Wow.
And so then when it starts to heat up, right? And you want your avocado to be the same temperature. You crack open an egg and you throw it on top. I know this sounds crazy. And it runs and it'll break open.
No.
Whatever the heck it wants to do. Then, and it cooks all the way around.
Yum.
Then you take the tortilla and now I would say add some salsa in there. Okay. I just didn't have any on hand. But add some salsa to the top. Then you cover that with the other tortilla. And when things start to congeal, because they do, you flip it. And next thing you know, you have this interesting fried breakfast quesadilla thing that is absolutely delicious. And if the avocado falls out and fries, it's really good. You can put whatever seasoning. So I put like chili powder and stuff like that on there because I didn't have my salsa stuff. But honest to gosh, this is the quickest, easiest, high protein, probably not for your doctor at breakfast, but it's good. It is really good. So
I don't know. Avocados are good for you, and fried avocados these days are kind of pot, you know, they make avocado tacos now.
oh, I'm
So
in.
that, and they're pretty darn good.
I'm a happy girl if I have an avocado a day. That keeps the doctor at bay, as far as I'm concerned,
There
you
you
know.
go. That's all you need. See,
So
now me on the other hand, my goal this weekend is I'm making like about 8 million cookies. I'm doing my Christmas cookie baking this weekend, so.
oh, see, now we were just talking about this on our Sequoia travel show, for the Sequoia region in California. And they were talking about, well, Christmas and New Year's, Sequoia and Kings Canyon National Park will get really busy, and snow and all of that could happen. And the park ranger, Cynthia, she was saying, you've got to pack your patience. And I said, you know, that's for all travel in the holiday season. You can be in rush, you know, just driving, flying, whatever. And I said, well, this is how you pack your patience. You take cookies with you, and every time you want to open your mouth, you just shove one in your mouth. And that goes for being at the table with other family member you may not want to be with. Just shove the cookie in your mouth. So, Lisa, you're helping the world. I just
Well,
want you to know.
I don't know what it, I just like, I pick a weekend in early December and literally I spend the weekend baking cookies.
Well, I think you and
What
Eva
kind?
should run or open a restaurant.
Oh, what kind? What am I doing this year? I'm doing basic, I'm pretty easy ones like oatmeal raisin. I'm doing chocolate chip pecan. I'm
Ooh.
doing molasses. I'm doing snickerdoodles. And then I'm going to do the chocolate crinkle ones, which, you know, are the chocolate. And then they have the white powdered sugar. And when they cook, they crinkle. Oh my God, they're so good. I think that
Wow.
I can't remember if I was doing five or six kinds. That's five right there. Oh, and then I have a request for, I make red velvet Cool Whip, and that's actually easy, but they're basically, it's red velvet Cool Whip cake, cookies. It's probably
What?
the easiest one.
Wow.
So.
Red velvet cookies with Cool Whip on top, or
No,
Cool
no,
Whip
no,
with the
no,
cookie?
no. No, you mix the Cool Whip in with red velvet. I cheat. I take get the red velvet box, you know, the cake mix, and you put Cool Whip in it. And I mean, there might be one other ingredient, and then you roll them in confectionery sugar. And then, of course, when they cook, they crinkle like the chocolate ones do, only they're red velvet. It's really a simple recipe, but they're so good.
Okay. See, we started on the food, and now this is naughty. Okay, so while we're in Louisiana, okay, our friend Arlene made us French toast for French Toast Day. She says, it's French Toast Day. We're having French toast, girls. It's your, you know, goodbye breakfast as we're about to hit the road. And she made French toast out of croissants.
Oh.
And let me tell you, listen, I want to talk about Eva's pear honey, just going on that. And pear honey, Eva made it, and I'm gonna have to put these recipes up in the show notes for everybody. Eva's red chili, and we'll put up the pear honey recipe. You did one that you have, and then I shared her one from a farm in Tennessee, Spring Creek farm. It's a farm stay, and I'm just gonna say, if you put that on biscuits, you know. It's just
Wow.
really good. And it's not honey. It's like a jam, right? It's like a syrupy jam that comes
Yeah,
out of pears.
jam. It's a pear
And it's
jam.
pear month.
And
It's
you,
pear month.
and you, and oh, it's got pears and pineapple in it.
Ooh.
Ooh. But you gave me the recipe, Lisa.
I forgot about the pineapple. But yeah, the pear. Well, it is National Pear Month, December. Just saying. So it's the time to do them. You know, it's yummy. It's delicious. Oh, so it sounds like you both have the holidays covered, and you're cooking a whole bunch, and Nancy and I will make a Christmas tree pizza. I watch, we'll do something. Who knows? Who knows? But all right. So before we get to the rest of the holidays, I wanted to ask each of you to give us an overview of where you have been this year. So Eva, I know you've traveled all over. I can't keep up with you. Where have you been this year? You went to Cabo San Lucas, we know that. Where?
That was the last one. I started off in Colorado in February, and then Then in April, oh, I think in late March, we just went over and camped on the other side of the mountains here in Tucson. And then we went to California to the state beach. And then we went to Kansas for a pod, for our pod rally, which was kind of fun and interesting.
Our then pod is like a little mini RV thingy. It's a
like travel trailer. It's a
there
it's
you
like
go.
Forest River travel trailer. Then we went to Telluride, and then we went to Gunnison, and then we
Beautiful.
Haven't, oh, I've been to Missouri, and then we went to Cabo San Lucas. What have I missed? I can't remember.
I know you're missing something in there. I know you are, but she's been all over. Colorado, definitely a big deal. So what are you looking forward to destination-wise for 2024?
Well, I go back to Superstars in February.
Tell everybody
I know
that's
there's
a book
something
thing.
We're gonna
tell them what
Superstars we're gonna
is.
Go to. Yeah, we're gonna go to Puerto Peñasco, sometime between May and November, which is Rocky Point in Mexico.
So
and there's
Colorado
something
again.
else that
Colorado.
Colorado again for sure. And I don't know. I think we're leaving it kind of open. I have to go back to Gunnison. We have to go back to Gunnison in July because I graduate. Yay. You'll be here.
Yep.
You'll be here for
Yep.
that.
Yes, we will.
And I'm not sure
I
what
love
else.
Tucson in the summer.
I don't know what else we're going to come up with. So
But I think that's a
we
pretty
haven't
good
made
start.
definite plans. Yeah.
That's a good start. Lisa, what about you for this year? You went to the Bay of Fundy.
I did.
Fundy.
I went to camp. I spent a week up in New Brunswick in the Bay of Fundy, which was absolutely, that was fabulous. I saw some of the nicest, coolest things. I don't know what I was expecting, but it's not, I mean, it was so much more. It really was so much more than the nature and the whole vibe of the place was just truly, really cool. I was in St. Augustine recently, which
Oh,
is
that's
enough.
right.
Yeah, I that was
Awesome.
pretty cool. That was with my history. I was definitely into the Saint, you know, let's see. So I've been to Tupelo, for a couple of days, West Palm for a couple of days.
Nice.
And then on my way back from, St. Augustine, stopped at Port St. Joe. I have friends there, and it was just so, it's such a beautiful area. It's like, it's
where's
the
Port
top.
St. Joe?
It's, let me see. It's north, it's on the bend. It's north of Apalachicola, and it's,
oh, yeah.
down from Panama City. So it's kind of down
Okay.
there. Mexico
I
Beach,
know.
where
I've been there.
Hurricane Michael came through. It's just down the
Yeah.
street from Mexico Beach.
That's what I was going to ask because it sounds so familiar. I've been there for sure.
Yeah,
I've done the whole panhandle. It's beautiful.
Yes, it's just a beautiful place and it's calm. Spent it just some nice, literally doing nothing days. It was that was, you know, I have friends there and it was very nice. In the spring, I was in Vegas for a couple of days and in Tennessee.
Nice.
Yeah, so
Tennessee.
I've been a few places, you know.
She's been everywhere.
Yeah, St. Augustine and New Brunswick were by far my longest and biggest ones that I did this year, and I'm glad I did. They're places that I wouldn't I mean, St. Augustine, I would go again in a heartbeat. In New Brunswick, I would go back, but I'd want to explore different areas. It's just not right now because of course it's winter there, but.
Yeah, I bet. But St. Augustine, I mean, that's the oldest city in
It
the
is.
country. And
It
I
is.
mean, you got pirate history.
I
You've
went to
got like
the Pirate
castles.
Museum.
Oh, you did? Oh. So cool that you went to the Pirate Museum.
It really was. And I got to see things from Pirates of the Caribbean. They actually have Jack Sparrow artifacts in there. They've got from Hook. If you remember years ago when Robin Williams was in Hook, they've got that. So that was kind of cool. And it gives you the history of all the different pirates and, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, whatever you happen to think of them, how they started out privateers and ended up pirates. But it was just, there's just so much history in St. Augustine. I jammed so much in the few days I was there. I was so exhausted.
It's supposed to be haunted too.
Oh yeah, I did. I went on a ghost walk in the evening. We went to the different cemeteries, and the guide was really cool. And man, I'll tell you what, if there's any city that deserves to be haunted, it's that one.
That's cool.
Got to see the fort in the daytime, and then of course that's part of the walking tour for the ghost tour, and they tell you some, you know, really, really haunting stories of things that happened there through all the different occupations. And it was very interesting.
I love those old cemeteries. When we were in Natchitoches, I finally got to go on this walking tour that they do at the cemetery, at the American Cemetery. It's the oldest cemetery in the Louisiana Purchase. And it was interesting. So Scotty Williams took me, and he's been on the show before. And I didn't let that guy get off the show, man. I was just like, one quick. I'm so into cemeteries, and I think I'm going to do a cemetery magazine or something. I don't know. I'm kind of weird about it. And it was so fascinating because, I mean, they have people from the Revolutionary War buried there. And I mean, obviously with you, Lisa, being back from back east, you guys have some colonial cemeteries.
We do.
Going back then. But there's this one grave in this, and everyone will air this interview while we were there. The third Tuesday of the month, you'll hear it. But like the mayor got shot by this dude because the dude was selling magic water from his well, kind of thing, healing waters from his well. You know, he's putting like booze down there and whatever, right, and selling it as like, here's your fountain of youth. Speaking of the fountain of youth, you're in St. Augustine, right? And
I went there too.
Yep. But the city workers went and did something, and something happened to the well, and the guy just got mad at the mayor and shot him and killed him. Boom.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that guy's buried. This is crazy. It's like, but the town supported the families, the family of the mayor and the family of the shooter, the murderer. they put him in a loony bin. And oh, I'm not supposed to say that anymore. Sanatorium?
Yes.
Whatever. One of those places. And anyway, so. There you have it. It's kind of trippy because you would never know that story. Like just walking through a cemetery, you don't know why people died, but the engraving on his tombstone was like he was taken, literally taken too early. And there was like a grave where a kid put himself in the Civil War. And so what the veterans have a different date than his birth date on his grave. So he has plaques.
Well, that's kind of what the tour that I took in St. Augustine through the cemeteries, you heard stories of people that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily, not that they were famous or whatever, but they were locals and they were famous within St. Augustine. So they tell the stories. It was really interesting.
I love those tours. Eva, do you ever go to cemeteries?
Often. My dog is barking like crazy. Sorry.
We can't hear her. We can't hear her. But yeah, you do go to cemetery? I didn't know this about you. Ooh. She went away. Eva,
there's somebody. No, well, there's somebody at the door, so the dog is barking like crazy, and it's not somebody I want to really talk to. So.
Okay. Well, there you go. We'll tell them about a
cemetery.
I'm going
to let her bark, and I do because there's something, you know, I go visit my parents' grave, for one thing. So you walk through that grave, and you go through. You can see the family names from the area. You recognize those names and you wonder, you know, about their histories. And Bisbee has a pretty cool old cemetery, and I've been to one in New Orleans. And yeah, we went to see in Argentina when we were in Buenos Aires.
Nice.
We went to theirs. Yeah, I do that.
That's awesome. I'm in. I'm yeah, there's just a thing about it. I think we're going to have a new show on graveyard stories. I'm not
historical findings.
Yeah.
It around Halloween. Do it around Halloween.
No, I'm serious. I think it's going to be like a monthly show. I'm not kidding. Like I've got so many, I have enough to write a book on cemeteries, like how many cemeteries we've been to. It's insane. And Lisa, you're sitting in Mississippi with all the graves of all the blues greats. I mean, so many blues greats. So, I mean, that's a whole, I mean, and then Eva, you've got some amazing graveyards near you, and you've got Boot Hill and Tombstone near you.
Boot
and
Hill.
True.
Boot Hill is crazy. I mean, that's a cool cemetery.
I'll bet it is.
Yeah, it's a little
Well,
commercialized now, but
it's
still.
very commercialized, but I think some of the, if you go through, all the other places through downtown Tombstone, I think there's a whole lot of very interesting history down there. And it's the unsavory stuff, that I kind of like better.
Yeah, heck yeah. We want the seedy stuff, and one of the best cemeteries we went to on the tour so far is Easton, Pennsylvania. Oh, and then there's Mount Holly and Little Rock, because they would literally have prostitutes buried next to politicians. And honest to God, that's like the most perfect thing ever to me. It's like, yep, there it is. There's the reality. It's the election season. Just put them all together.
There
But
you go.
yeah. All right. So very cool. So you guys have done a lot of travel. Lisa, what's coming up for you in 2024? Before we forget, we get stuck in graveyards. Oh, we don't want to be
Yeah,
stuck
let me,
in
well,
the.
I really am hoping to go to the UK. We'll see. I'm still trying to
Oh.
put that together. I want to do the England, Ireland, Wales, and Scotland thing. I'm trying to get to the Pacific Northwest in the springtime.
Nice.
Let's see where else. I'm not quite sure. I really, like I said, I'm really trying to focus on getting overseas. I want to do a cruise on another time. I want to go do a Caribbean cruise. So we'll
Wow,
see.
she's going everywhere. Yeah, this is going to
I'm
be a
gonna
fun
try. I
year.
mean, that's I've but the UK, like I said, I've always had a fascination with England, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. So I really want to put that together. Well, I'm still working on it. We'll see how that pans out.
Yeah.
I'm hoping for next year. Might have to delay it another year. Who knows? But I'll get there eventually.
Well, you got to hook up with our buddy Glenn Burrows from Norfolk Tours in England. He'll hook you up. I'll connect you guys. You have to come on a show together, and we'll connect you all, because he's the man for England. All right, so let's get to these holidays. All right. Have either of you thought of a Christmas song or a winter song or a holiday song that you'd like to add to the music playlist?
I can't remember the name of it, I'll be honest, but I just it's a really cool memory. My mother, when she was alive, when we were kids or whatever, she used to love Brenda Lee. Oh, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. That's
Rocking
it.
around. How come,
Brenda
how could
Lee.
we, yeah. How could we leave up Brenda Lee? Oh boy.
My mother used to play, and then the older stuff, the Bing Crosby, that kind of, the quintessential Christmas, White Christmas, and Bing Crosby and all of those. But she used to love Brenda Lee. We used to have an old album, yes,
We
and
like
she'd
that.
play it on the old stereo. I call it stereo. It was a record player. But she would dig out the old Brenda Lee sing-alongs, and it was really cool.
What about you, Eva?
Well, she
Uh-oh.
already hit my one of my favorites that I always play is Bing Crosby Christmas, White Christmas album. That's And
Oh,
then there's
okay.
one called Winter Sir that I have no idea who it's by, and you can't really find it. Like I was looking for it in. I think I had it in tape, and I was looking for it in CD, and it was $100 or something. So,
Wow.
but
Oh, well, good luck
yeah,
finding this.
I like all the old timey Christmas songs. I mean, I've
Yeah.
always liked those.
There's a lot of soul in those. And some of the newer stuff sounds so commercial and tinny. It's like, okay, bring it down a notch. We're cold. We don't, we're cold. We want to be warm and, feel that fire, kind of thing. So, all right. Well, we've got two songs. We got it. And I don't think these songs are on our playlist yet, so we'll be adding them. I can't
Cool.
believe I don't. Yeah, that's nuts that these are two of the most popular Christmas songs on the planet, and we haven't added them yet. So this is why we need writers on our show, so,
Well, that's
okay.
probably because everybody's hung up on, and I apologize if there's any Mariah Carey fans
Oh,
out
don't
there, but
start me.
if I hear that one more time, I think I might scream.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess I don't know about it, so you're okay.
Don't start me on
That's yeah, we'll skip over that because that could be another whole show.
No, I know that's a whole other, but actually, no, it's she's actually an incredible singer, and very into Christmas for some, you know, her reasons, and good for her. That's her thing. And I appreciate everybody's love for what they like, you know, including if you like Taylor Swift, good for you. She's a smart businesswoman.
Yes, she is.
Heck yes, she is. So everybody's got their thing. So, I, you know, it's Mariah Carey, Christmas is not my thing, but I do have respect for her vocal range and singing. I do have respect.
I agree with you there, but it's just they play it to death.
Yeah, that's the thing. It is. And Christmas channels are happening like early.
Yes.
Like it was even before Thanksgiving, there's entire radio stations of Christmas music.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay. All right. It's 90 degrees today where we are. This is fun. You know, okay. I'll take it. All right. So here's the holidays. December 10th. I am 100% behind this holiday, National Lager Day. I love a good lager and, goes really well with peanuts. And, anybody here like lagers? I mean, beer is a good thing. No,
all yeah, I'm not a beer person. I'm more the wine and the spirits kind of thing.
I'm a little bit of
okay,
all of
Lisa, Lisa in Mississippi, when I get that way, we'll go talk.
Bushwhackers, remember Lisa Smith? Bushwhackers.
Oh, yes. Bushwhackers. I love me a good bushwhacker. You got to be careful how you say that. But bushwhackers are, and you have one or two and then the third, right?
Yeah,
if
you can make it be in, yeah, if you're still sitting down after two and you go to get up, you're going to know it.
Yep. That's why we need casino machines with handles. That's the only way we can get up after a bushwhacker. All right. So it's okay. So there's a worldwide candle lighting day. I think that is pretty cool. I like a good candle.
That's
I know
cool.
There's all the LED ones and those are very cool, but it is nice to actually light a real candle. Don't you think? Just to have that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I used to do that every night. I used to read like, you know, nice inspirational stuff and have a nice cup of hot tea and light a candle.
What date is that?
December 10th. Sunday, December
okay,
10th. Is it Sunday?
Oh, perfect. Because I have my fireplace is all candles.
That's
not
right.
Nice.
Fires. I'll have to light my candles that day.
Yeah, it's Sunday, December 10th. It's also Festival for the Souls of Dead Whales. And
okay.
Well, you've got to think about that, you know. So many are killed.
That's
and
true.
You've got to think about whales. And you've got whales in your backyard, Lisa, in Mississippi.
I don't know. Perhaps
often.
Probably out in the Gulf further. Obviously I've never seen dolphins. I've seen, but I haven't seen whales. But I love
I did.
Good, oh, there, yeah, I'm sure that
Cabo.
Oh, that's right.
We had them in Cabo.
Oh, nice.
They're just coming up to the Gulf of California. They were in Cabo, and there were quite a few of them. It was kind of exciting.
Nice.
That is really cool. That is awesome. Cool. I mean, the whales are so magnificent. I always think about, you know, you see these photos of kayakers with whales, and I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'd pee in my kayak. Literally, I don't know. But then I've done really, you know, African animals and snakes and stuff. So, and I hang out with alligators. And so I don't know. So, you know, maybe it just feels weird when you're in the water, you know,
yes,
everyone's
I,
got
yeah.
their, what they feel comfy with. When we got to this country from South Africa, it was the first weekend. My uncle and aunt took Nancy and I to the beach with their kids. And we were in Florida in Port St. Lucie. And we went snorkeling, which is like my old school thing. And there were sharks. And I'm like, that's it. I'm out. And he's like, no, come close. And he got bitten by a shark. And he thought it was the coolest thing. Not
oh,
on that
no,
day,
no.
But before. Yeah. And he had teeth coming out of his leg, which he thought was the coolest thing. Because eventually, you couldn't just get them out in surgery. They would just come out. They would, like, every few weeks, another tooth came out. And he was over the moon about this. Because, you know, our family is really normal. He's like, no, come be close. And I'm like, I just came out of a place where we have great whites and they maul you. You're going to die. You know, So it's really funny, but the water thing is a little, it's a little different, but I do respect and care about whales and sharks and all those beautiful things. And December 10th. So even when you light your candles, think of whales. So we
I
got to think
will.
about the whales. Send good intentions for the whales, but it is also Human Rights Day on December 10th, which is a big deal. And it is also International Animal Rights Day.
Oh,
So
good.
I like the candle on these days, and it is Nobel Prize Day. I like that too. I think it's all pretty cool. So that's a good day. So you could have a log or a candle and think about all these issues and send good juju out. So December 11th. All right. Both of you've got to answer this one. It is International Mountain Day. So if either of you got a special mountain range or mountain destination that you've been to that you love, let's start with you, Lisa. Since you're on the coast, let's go to the mountains.
In the Adirondacks of New
Oh,
York
yeah.
State are beautiful. And, there's one, and I'm not a huge hiker. But there's one that's an easy hike and it's called Rondax Mountain. Most everybody calls it Bald Mountain, but it's out of Old Forge, New York. And it's just, and of course I've written an article on it. It's on my website, way back, but it's just beautiful. It's on the full, you can see the Fulton chain of lakes. So it's just beautiful.
That's
And there's a
beautiful. We haven't
lot of
done that
high,
yet.
there's a lot of high peaks up there. But of course, like I said, I'm not major hiker. So I stick with the easy hikes, but yeah, I like that.
Cool. What about you, Eva?
Pikes Peak.
Pikes Peak in Colorado. Yep.
Right. That's
Beautiful.
the one, that's the fundamental singular peak in my growing up existence. And I still love that peak.
Oh, speaking about growing up, since you're both going to your, go where you're raised, I'm going to have to do Mount Kilimanjaro where I was raised. It was the backyard, and we
Oh.
had more snow back in those days. And no, I never climbed it. I was a little kid, and I don't think I could climb it now, but I think Mount Kilimanjaro is pretty epic for those who do it. And I know a
Nice.
lot of people who have done it, and that's pretty darn cool. That's a cool. I was going to do Mount Rainier, but because that blew my mind. Mount Rainier still blows my mind. The Blue Ridge Mountains. Oh, God. Anyway, that's a whole other show. All right. Holiday food drive for Needy Animals Day for December 11th. We like that. We got to help the animals out there, especially all the rescues. National App Day. Okay. So let's talk about apps. Do either of you have a favorite app on your phone or computer that you like to use? Especially for writing as travel writers. Is it photography? Is it something to do with grammar? What about you, Lisa?
I mean,
Do you have a favorite app?
I use Grammarly a great deal, I have to say. So,
Yeah, they
if
like to mess
for
with
the
my
writing,
commas.
I do like Grammarly.
What about you, Eva?
My camera.
Yeah. I'm with you on
I'm
that.
sorry, I take pictures of everything, obviously.
I like Canva. Canva helps a lot of things in design
Is
and
that on your, is that on your, okay, I just ran across that, so I'm a little behind in things, and so that's on your phone? Yeah, I bet
No.
it is.
Well, you can use it on your phone, but I don't. But
Oh, okay.
Instagram's an app. I
That's
suppose you
true.
could say
Yep.
that's an app. Everything's in its own app these days. I got an app
Pretty
for that,
much.
Yeah. All right. So December 11th is also Noodle Ring Day. So go get your noodle rings. Enjoy your noodle rings. It's also UNICEF Change Day. UNICEF Day for Change for Kids, which is important around the world. December, hey, who loves this? Gingerbread House Day. All right, Eva, have you ever made a gingerbread house and decorated it?
No, I haven't. No, I've not made a house, but I do make gingerbread.
Oh, okay. Well, that's important. Okay, what about you,
Yes.
Lisa? Have you played with gingerbread houses?
Oh, like 100 years ago when my kids were little, but I'm not re not in recent years, no.
Okay. So if we were going to build a gingerbread house, okay, so we're going to do the little house. Okay, of course there's the white icing and everything. But what candy are you putting on the house, Lisa?
The cinnamon red hats. I don't
Okay.
know
I
why.
don't.
I love cinnamon red hats.
All right. Well, that's good for the holidays too. A little bit of Fireball whiskey as well. No, I just went there. Okay. So Eva, what about you? What candy are you putting on?
I don't know. That would be a really hard one for me because I don't really. Let's be so, do something weird. How about butterscotch?
Oh,
You
I like
know,
butterscotch.
butterscotch discs.
All right. I'm going to put licorice just to be
Okay, black.
nice. Or wait, we could put gummy bears in the windows. Come
There
on,
you
gummy
go.
bears.
Oh,
I want
there
gummy
you
bears.
go.
I want my gummy bears. I don't think it goes with gingerbread, but I don't care. I want gummy bears. Gummy bears are a big deal. Okay, so I'm looking at it's Day of the Virgin Guadalupe. That's a big deal too. For December 12th, gingerbread decorating day. So they're all into gingerbread on this day. National Ambrosia Day. I think they could take that away. Honestly, I
Yeah,
don't think that
I'm not a
holiday.
fan.
No.
Not a
Eva,
fan.
do you like ambrosia?
I don't know what it
It is that stuff that moves, that jiggles. And no, it is, some people call it the food of the gods. It's a creamy fruit salad that can be made with fruits of
Oh.
your. It might be good, but it's like, well,
Oh,
it's almost trifly
I've
kind
had
of
that
stuff.
with marshmallows in it.
Yeah.
It
Is
has
that some?
yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I do like that. I haven't
Well
made
then,
it, but I do like it.
all right. Well, there you go, everybody. We've got an ambrosia fan.
There
You're
you
the
go.
first one. So yeah, I mean, I'll eat the mar. Yeah, I just like it all separated out. It's National Ding-a-ling Day, and we're not talking about Chuck Berry. I just have to bring that up. Ding-a-ling Day. It's actually about the Salvation Army and ring a ding-dings
Oh,
the ring a
the
ling.
red kettle.
Yeah, I used to play that song, My Ding-a-ling. Anyway, yeah. Anyway, I'm gonna add that song to the playlist. Ding-a-ling. That's that. I'm adding that. Chuck Berry ding-a-ling is going on there. Yeah, because that's important. Ding-a-ling. Everybody needs a good ding-a-ling. All right. So the other holiday, I'm just going through the notes here. National Poinsettia Day. We like poinsettias. Yeah, not good for your
Nice.
dogs to eat, but
Or cats.
or cats. Not yeah. Poinsettia. You got to be careful. But they, I love poinsettias. In some places, they just grow outside. You know. I had a friend in Southern California. She had like a whole, like a whole hedge of poinsettias that she would just grow, and it was beautiful. It's beautiful. So that it's, poinsettias are good. All right, Eva, have you grown one yet?
I have a couple in the house already.
Yeah,
They
Lisa, what about
don't
you?
do
You could
well here.
probably, yeah, it's
No,
always dry. No.
I've not grown one. And again, I have cats, so I can't have them in my
Oh.
house. So,
Yeah, you could hide it from a dog. You can put it, well, it depends on the dog. But yeah. December 13th, this is also very important. It is National Ice Cream Day. Anybody for that? I am in. Did you say
absolutely.
no? Yeah, Lisa,
Yeah,
what? Yeah, who wants what?
absolutely.
What scoop would you like? Lisa, you go first. What would you
Black
like?
raspberry.
Ah, now what about you, Eva?
I like vanilla or orange dream, one of the two.
Oh, ah, nice. December
I mean
13th,
real
also
vanilla.
real vanilla
The
like that,
real
yeah.
vanilla with vanilla beans and
Oh.
yeah, real cream,
Oh.
that kind.
Peppermint
Because
chocolate
you
is
can add
always good.
anything. You can add anything to vanilla ice cream. You can add chocolate to it. You can add jam
Baileys.
to it. You could put pear honey on it. You can put
Oh,
fresh
that's
fruit in
true.
it. You can put cake in it. You can
You
do
know what?
and you can put coffee in it.
You know what we used to do in South Africa? We'd have waffles for breakfast, especially this is back in the day when I was very, young and stupid. For hangover morning food was waffles with ice cream and syrup and but waffles and ice cream, a scoop of vanilla ice cream on
Yum.
waffles. They're really, really good. You can add cinnamon or whatever too, but But now I still haven't had chicken and waffles yet, but I still want to do that with ice cream for some reason. I don't know why, but it sounds still good to me. But I'll let you know. National Cocoa Day. What are you adding to the cocoa, Lisa?
That's one of the main ingredients in my chocolate crinkle cookies. So I'll be using that.
Ah, Eva, what's going in your cocoa?
Probably just marshmallows.
I'm doing some
Cinnamon. Cinnamon.
salted caramel bourbon from Two Trees Distilling in Asheville. That's what's happening.
Oh, that's a
Yeah,
good choice.
it is a very good choice.
Oh,
You know, they make.
you were talking
Go
about
ahead.
hot cocoa. I was talking about the dry cocoa. Sorry about that.
What are you putting in your hot cocoa?
Probably not. I'm not a marshmallow fan, so probably maybe just a cinnamon stick.
Ah, it's also National Cream Cheese Frosting Day, and I think that's a special day.
Oh, cream cheese frosting's the best.
It is important. It's important. Eva, do you like cream cheese frosting?
Of course.
All right. It's National Horse Day. Who doesn't love horses? We love horses. It's a horse day. It's National Violin Day. Also, the U.S. National Guard's birthday. So that's also very important. All
Nice.
right. Yeah, we're getting some good. It's free shipping day on December 14th. For who? It's Monkey Day. December 14th is Monkey Day. That's important. We like that. Okay, it's Martyred Intellectuals Day. Okay. Okay. It is More Good Today Day. I don't know what that's about. Roast Chestnuts Day.
Of course, the smell.
Yeah. That is a very Christmassy thing. And then there's the Bouillabaisse Day, National Bouillabaisse. I think I'm saying
Yum.
that. That's that seafood tomatoey stuff, right? Seafood
Yes.
tomato. Oh, well, that could happen over in your area, Lisa, in
That's
Mississippi.
probably, so I'm sure there's some that are using that.
Yeah. So let's see. December 15th, it's National Cupcake Day. All right. So Lisa, is that going to be a red velvet cupcake for you with Cool Whip on top?
might be, could be.
Yeah. Do you like cupcakes?
I do. They're the small guilt-free portion of a regular cake.
And your favorite, if you're going to have some for the holidays, what do you want?
Well, of course, red velvet sticks in there, but I'm a chocolate cake kind of person. I do love my chocolate cake.
It must be moist, especially with
Yes.
cupcakes. You must have the moistness. Don't
And
you agree, Eva?
cream cheese frosting.
Oh, yes. Why can't we have
Yum.
cheesecake cupcakes?
You can.
I want cheesecake cupcakes. Yeah, you could, huh? You could do it. Eva, what's your favorite cupcake?
None.
Oh, you don't like cake?
I'm not a cake person. You know what I like are cookies.
Well, there you go.
Oh. And molasses Kringles are one of my favorites. And another one called Serial Murder Cookies are probably the next favorite. And yeah, they have oatmeal and toffee in them.
Nice.
Serial murder, that's what they're called?
Yep. It's a series of books by Diane Mott Davidson, Goldie's Caterers, and she puts recipes in them. So she has a whole recipe book, with recipes based off of her series, her cozy series. So,
Of
and that,
murders.
those cookies are serial murder cookies.
Nice.
We like
And it's,
that.
yeah, they're wonderful. They're just wonderful.
That's a really cool gift to do. I mean, come on, Lisa, make them for your friends and family here for your stocking. Some serial murder cookies for you. Happy holidays. Bye. So it's also International Tea Day, and I think a really good cup of tea is it's such a it's a good like good tea is good tea, whether it's iced or not, and every region seems to have its thing as well. Eva, do you have a favorite way of enjoying tea, hot or cold, or a favorite?
Right now I'm on this vanilla chai latte kick, and I like
Ooh.
having that In the morning, hot, yeah.
Chai with a splash of whiskey. Just saying.
No.
It's really good.
No.
Wine.
I like it just plain.
I love chai. Ooh, all the spices.
Yeah.
That's perfect
Yummy.
for the holiday season. Yeah. Lisa, what about you? Do you like tea?
I do. Well, if I'm going to have a hot tea, I like chai tea. But of course, in the South, you got your sweet tea. So,
yeah, you guys definitely sweet tea. Here it comes everywhere. Yeah. Hey, December 15th is ugly sweater day. That's a, you know, that's my normal day. That's why we're doing this all on, not on video. It's ugly sweater day, December 15th, and also Bill of Rights Day, which is interesting for our history. Also Cat Herders Day. So there you go, Lisa. Start herding. Start herding your cat. It's also National Regifting Day. So what do you guys think about? I think there's nothing wrong with passing something on so it doesn't get wasted. But you, I don't know if you, to me, I always just, hey, you want this, you know what I mean? But I don't know. In the holidays, do you just pretend and fake it? And what do you think, Eva, about regifting?
I think it depends on the gift and the person you're giving it to. If it's really something they absolutely, you know, they're going to absolutely love, I think that it's perfectly acceptable. If you're just trying to get rid of a piece of junk and you don't, you know, don't really care about that person, I don't think that's, I don't know. I don't think you, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'd rather give it to Goodwill, and then somebody who wants it gets it, right?
Exactly. I always think it should go to whoever wants it. You know, I always ask, do you guys want this? Do you want that? You know, we get stuff all the time. And it's like, okay, who wants this? You know, because it's cool. If someone likes it, that's awesome. Lisa, what about you?
I basically was just going to say ditto to what Eva said. I agree with her wholeheartedly.
Yeah, that's, it really is. Yeah. Do the right thing on it. I don't know. December 16th is National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Well,
I'm in.
Yep, there you go.
Yes.
Yes, we agree. We all are 100% for it. It's National Underdog Day. Now, that's a cool day because that is like, I think, you know, all good stories come from an underdog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, even, you know, it's like, I don't know anything about sports, but if you go to a sports museum, and I know you were talking about Pikes Peak, even like Colorado Springs has the Olympic sports museums and everything out there. You
yeah,
may not
has a...
know the sports game, but these are stories of underdogs a lot of times, right? And so it's kind of, it's, underdogs are in everything. And Eva, you're in the writing world. Isn't that a big deal in writing a good story, is to have an underdog as a character?
Yeah, it's a hero story. You take this kid out or this person out of your, that has bad, you know, has, is not the most popular or the whatever, and set them on a journey to find himself or herself. And yeah, the hero's journey.
And it, and you can be forgiving with it as they stumble and fall and make mistakes.
Yes.
You know, there's a forgiveness that goes with that. For you, Lisa, I mean, I was just thinking about you being St. Augustine and going through cemeteries. I mean, that's underdogish in a way.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. I think the underdog story is, it's always a great story to tell. And it just, it's a feel good. I mean, it's like you're right there with the person as they go through the ups and downs, and especially if it's something that's really relatable.
For you, and I know you've a big love for history, and Mississippi has so much history. Are there any notable underdogs that come to the top of your mind in history? Or,
oh, I mean, goodness.
God, that's all it is. That's what history is.
I mean, yeah, it's you know, overcoming pretty much everything.
Yeah. I
so.
Mean, wars and, you know, people, it's like that kid going, you know, changing his age so he could go to the Civil War when he was like 14 or 15 years old. He changed his age so he could go in the war. Could you imagine a kid doing that and your family allowing you to do it?
Yeah, really.
You know, you just think about that. And, you know, so yeah, the underdog stories are really good for on the holidays, especially with kids. in your family, telling those stories so they feel like they can, no matter what, keep moving forward, no matter what, you know, in life. They're important. Okay, it's also Barbie and Barney Backlash Day. All right, whatever. And it's Stupid Toy Day on December 16th. I'm voting for the underdogs, and they get to have chocolate on the same day. All right, our final day. Are we ready? Wright Brothers Day. That's a big deal in air history, in aviation history. It is National Maple Syrup Day. Do either of you cook with the maples? Oh, Eva's in.
Yes.
But it's got to be the real maples. There is a difference between maple
syrup. There is definitely.
Ooh.
Definitely.
Okay. Yes.
Get the real stuff. All right. And Festival of Winter Walks. I'm all for people taking a walk even when it's cold, because it does do something for your body, and a little chill through you just reminds you you're still alive. And I think it's good. So Lisa, in Mississippi, coastal Mississippi, in winter, where would you say if someone wants to go for a nice little walk, they've had a big chocolate meal or ice cream, or they've eaten a bunch of your cookies, where would you say go for a walk? Or
right
maybe they went
the
to
beach.
The casino on the
right beach. Along the winter beach.
Ooh, that is gonna be pretty.
Yeah, the winter beach, even though there's no snow or anything, it's, you know, it's not tourist season. There's, you know, it's just really generally calm and quiet. It's really kind of cool.
Really? You don't get snowbirds? Like,
not yes and no. And generally not the ones that are going to walk along the beach, at least not, you know, the one closest to me, but it, you know, cause I'm only 2 blocks from the beach, but yeah, it's not the winter beach is very nice.
Oh, listen to you. I'm only 2 blocks from the beach. All right. Well, when you're selling your house, be sure to come back on the show. because that's interesting. Cause like Tucson, like it's January, February, you guys get packed in Tucson. That's like, that is snowbird season for the desert. And even now,
they start coming. They're coming now, but it gets much busier after the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets busy.
Yeah,
where would you recommend people take a walk in Tucson for a quick winter walk?
Well, we just step outside our door when we're ambitious, or maybe around one of the parks we have, like Reed Park or Randolph Park, or that's hiking. You know, you can hike here. I think if you really want to go out, you could go out on any one of our nature trails, either in the Catalinas or the Rincons or the Tucson Mountains, like Kings Canyon in the Tucson Mountains.
Mm.
Those are really nice places to hike. Or
and
along
Saguaro
the rivers,
National
you know?
Park. Saguaro National Park is beautiful.
Right. Or even along the river. You know, we have hundreds of miles of river walks now. They've connected all the rivers, the Santa Cruz and the Rito and the Pantano. You can walk, there's paths to walk along all those.
Nice.
That's awesome. That's awesome to have. So that concludes. Oh, it's National Device Appreciation Day. So enjoy your device, everybody.
Okay.
That could be fun. Well, I want to thank you both for joining us for our big weekly blend podcast. It's been super fun, and now I'm very hungry. And now, for some reason, I don't care about anything savory for dinner. I just want chocolate and
cookies.
Is it bad? Well, you know what? When we got here, so our friend Cheryl, who does the pizza with green chilies, now that I could do again for sure. You know what her dessert was?
Nice.
Chocolate truffles from London, but they were like, you know, England has real chocolate. You know what? You both know what I mean about real chocolate versus
correct
this fake stuff, right?
Yeah.
Real chocolate. And on the center is a martini. And I'm just going to tell you, these were probably some of the best chocolates I have ever had in my entire life. And
yum.
She was just in London, and I hope she remembers us when she comes home. Those chocolates, oh boy. And we were both smiling, And yes, there really were martinis in there, and they were good and they were delicious. And that is something in the holidays. I think chocolates filled with martinis should be a thing. They should have that as a national day. Chocolates with martinis.
There you go.
So that's that. So everyone keep up with Lisa. Her website is writerlisa.com, and she's also on social media under at My Gypsy Travel. And also, if you're going to coastal Mississippi, go to at 100 Things Coastal MS. And then on Facebook, it's traveling. Tell me about your Facebook handle for everyone.
It's travel writing, travel adventures and wanderings.
Yeah, I love following you on Instagram and Facebook and seeing where you go, because it puts up things and all about, and you've got 100, 100 Things Coastal MS. So follow her there. And again, her book, 100 Things to Do in Coastal Mississippi Before You Die. All right. So even next time you go to Mississippi, you know where to stop, right? Gotta go see Lisa. And Lisa, next time you go through the desert, you know who to call. Eva,
There you
she
go.
knows. She knows
Absolutely.
that area.
You have to
go.
come to Tucson, not Phoenix.
I will.
Well, there's a big difference. It's a massive difference, and it's just different. And Tucson is magic. It is magical. It is it's growing. It's growing, but you don't realize it. Like, you know what I mean? Until you drive across it, but you don't realize it, you know, and you know, it's just, yeah. And it's very diverse, culturally diverse, which I think is,
Nice.
again, makes for really good food. Eva, everyone can get trouble in Tucson, especially if you're, you know, anyone interested in the desert and really good stories. Trouble in Tucson Anthology is on Amazon, and also it's linked right off your website, right, at evaeldridge.com for everyone.
I'm pretty sure it's there.
Yeah, and
Was
everyone, you
last
can
time I
go.
checked.
Okay, wait, I'm going there right now. Let me go and not get hooked up. Yay, I know it's there. If anything, just go to TucsonSistersInCrime.org, and that will take you to get that book too, because it's a great book and some really cool stories. Some are really crazy, I'm just saying, right, Eva? You know what I mean. There's some craziness in there.
Well,
It's very
that's
good.
what we wanted.
This is the sentence. Have a little murder with a side of castor beans, perhaps some ghostly mischief, and more to is more to your liking. Trouble in Tucson is a collection of stories to make you smile or ponder the more serious side of life. Anyway, happy holidays,
Well,
everybody.
cool. Happy
Thanks so much, everyone.
holidays. Thank
Yeah, happy
you.
holidays. Take care, and
Same to
everyone.
you.
The links for the music playlist are in the show notes, and I'll go dig up those recipes as well. So thank you all for joining us. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Big Blend Radio's Big Weekly Blend Podcast. You can keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com. And if you want to get our Big Weekly Blend magazine, just sign up for our newsletter at blendradioandtv.com.